Three lighting choices decide whether your tiara photographs like a crown or a hair clip on your wedding day. Direct flash, soft natural light, and golden hour each ask the piece a different question, and the brides who get the best photos plan a moment for each one rather than leaving the lighting to luck. Start with flash. The fast burst of hard light creates the small specular reflections that make crystals look like tiny suns going off across the hairline, which is the same logic jewelry photographers use to make rings sparkle. Flash is the lighting that delivers a sharp, scroll-stopping reception entrance and a clean dance floor portrait. Diamond-style crystals throw rainbow flashes back at the camera because their refractive index sits well above natural quartz, which means flash-friendly pieces are the ones with maximum clear sparkle. The catch, bare on-camera flash flattens skin and creates hot spots on facets. Ask your photographer whether they bring an off-camera flash with a softbox for the reception coverage. Soft natural light is the secret weapon of editorial bridal portraits. On a cloudy day, the sky acts as a sky-sized softbox, evenly distributing light and pulling true color out of every facet without the harsh hot spots flash creates. Antique gold, rose gold, and raw quartz all photograph more like themselves under diffused light. North-facing window light during getting-ready hours is the most flattering version of this you can engineer, and it costs nothing to plan. Golden hour is the lighting that frames the photo you actually hang on the wall. The 20 to 40 minute window starting roughly an hour before sunset wraps your tiara in warm directional light, which lights stones from underneath the way studio rim lights do. Iridescent and opal pieces only fully activate here because their color shift triggers under low warm light. For a late June wedding in the continental US, golden hour runs roughly 7:45 to 8:30 in the evening, depending on latitude. Block 30 minutes for portraits before anything else hits the timeline. What Kathy keeps watching on the Whatnot lives, the brides who plan three named tiara moments, a getting ready detail in window light, a ceremony portrait in soft natural light, and a golden hour wide shot, are the ones who end up with framed on the wall photos. The brides who book a sunset ceremony lose the only golden hour window to the ceremony itself, and the regret is permanent. One crown, three lighting moments, one timeline that respects each. That is the difference between a tiara that photographs like jewelry and a tiara that photographs like a crown.